Okay, we're going to do a little housekeeping first.
Først rydder vi lige lidt op.
So this won't fit here. So I'm going to have to put it over here. And I'm going to have to set my timer.
Jeg sætter den her over, så skal jeg lige sætte uret og sætte en timer.
Because if I don't,
for hvis ikke jeg gør
if I don't, I'm gonna preach to you till 6 o'clock tonight.
Fordi hvis ikke jeg gør det, så fortsætter jeg indtil klokken 6 i aften.
And I think you might want to eat sometime between now and 6 o'clock.
Måske ønsker jeg at spise lidt inden eller fra nu altså indtil klokken 6.
All right, thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Okay, bear with me, folks. Just be patient.
Lige bær over med mig, vær lidt tålmodig.
All right, hey. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
It's so good to be with you.
Det er så dejligt at være sammen med jer.
For some of you, it's again.
For nogle af jer er det igen.
And for some of you, it's the first time.
Og for nogle af jer er det første gang.
But it's good to be here.
Men det er godt at være her.
I've been in Denmark now for about a week.
Jeg har været her i omkring nu.
And as Anas introduced me.
Og som Anas introducerede.
I'm Curtis.
Så hedder jeg Curtis.
I'm married.
Jeg er gift.
If you can you put up a picture of my family on the screen, please.
Kan I smide et billede af Curtis' familie op på skærmen?
I want you to see my family.
I skal se min familie.
Oh, there they are.
Der er de.
Way to go. So the really really handsome guy.
Den meget meget flotte fyr.
Is me.
Det er mig.
So that's me on the other side there, of course.
Det er mig herovre til højre.
This is a wedding we did for a dear friend of ours.
Det er til et bryllup, en af vores gode venner blev gift.
And her husband.
Og hendes mand.
I led him to Jesus.
Og jeg ledte ham til Jesus.
And I baptized him.
Og jeg døbte ham.
And then I did their wedding.
Og så foretog jeg også vielsen.
It's just wonderful.
Det er fantastisk.
So that's my daughter Kara in the just to the right of me.
Det er min datter, der står lige til højre for mig.
She's such a champion.
Hun er sådan en mester.
She's very beautiful too, isn't she?
Hun er meget smuk, det er hun også. Det kan I godt se, ikke?
Yeah. And she's single.
Og så er hun single.
But she's not coming to Denmark.
Men hun kommer ikke til Danmark.
She's not leaving her daddy.
Hun forlader ikke sin far.
How many of you dads and moms, you have that one child that just seems to stick to you closer than everyone else? Anybody?
Er der nogen af jer, som forældre, som yeah. har et barn, som bare ligesom er tættere på jer end alt muligt andet?
Just one of us.
Der er kun én.
Wow. You know, you never love your children anymore, do you? As a father and a mother, you never love one child more than the other.
Altså som far eller mor, så elsker du aldrig den ene mere end den anden af dine børn.
You should never do that.
Det skulle du aldrig gøre i hvert fald.
But there's always one or two that seem to be very close. Kara, that's her name, Kara.
Kara, men hende, Kara der.
She's very, very close to me.
Hun er meget, meget, yeah, meget tætte.
Very, very close. Next to her is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Og ved siden af hende står den smukkeste kvinde i verden.
I don't care if you don't agree with me.
Jeg er ligeglad med, om du er enig.
That's my wife.
Det er min kone.
We've been married, September, we've been married 30 years.
Til september næste år har vi været gift i 30 år.
Wow. It's a miracle these days, isn't it?
Det er et mirakel i de her dage, er det ikke?
It's a miracle to be married.
Det er et mirakel overhovedet at være gift.
Let alone be married to the same person.
At være gift til den samme person.
30 years.
30 år, venner.
That's longer than a life sentence in jail.
Det er længere tid end en livstidsdom i fængsel.
That's for her, not for me, for her.
Det er altså for hende, det er.
My wife is so amazing.
Hun er så fantastisk.
I don't know how she puts up with me
for 30 years. Jeg ved ikke, hvordan hun finder sig i mig.
She's a wonderful lady.
Hun er en vidunderlig kvinde.
Next to her is my son, Richard.
Så er der min søn, Richard.
Richard is an incredible young man.
Han er en utrolig ung mand.
He's my firstborn.
Han er min førstefødte.
Oh, what a champion he is.
Og hvilken mester han også er.
And then next to Richard,
og ved siden af Richard
is my youngest daughter.
Er min yngste datter.
And her name is D-Lan.
Hendes navn er D-Lan.
And you see that frown on her face?
Okay, se den der, det ansigtsudtryk hun gør, rynker.
She always looks like that.
Sådan ser hun altid ud.
She's incredible. She's the third born.
Hun er den tredje.
Is there any third borns here?
Er der nogen som er nummer tre i rækken af søskende?
Yeah, you guys are so weird.
I er så mærkelige.
Oh man. Third borns are just
altså
they're from a third fourth any fourth borns?
Er der nogen som er nummer fire i rækken af
søskende? Yeah, you see the further down it goes?
Jo, ved I, hvor længere ned i rækken det går?
Is the stranger they get?
Jo mærkeligere bliver de.
When we had our first son, when we had our first Richard.
Da vi havde Richard, som er vores første fødsel.
Oh my gosh, we were so careful with him.
Vi var så forsigtige med ham.
How many of you remember that? Your first one.
Kan I huske det?
You're like,
første
oh my gosh, don't touch him.
Lad være med at røre ved ham.
You know, if he picks anything up from the ground, put that up, take that out of your hand.
Hvis han samler noget op fra jorden, så smid det.
I didn't want anybody to babysit him.
Der skulle ikke være nogen, der passede
ham. And my wife was even worse.
Og min kone var endnu værre.
Then the second one.
Så kom nummer to.
You relax a little bit more.
Så slapper du lidt mere af.
Just a little.
Bare en lille smule.
But by the third.
Men med nummer tre.
I let his brother and sister raise her.
Ja, hendes bror og søster får lov til at.
Yeah, you wanna go play down the street? Go on.
Ja, vil du lege ned på gaden? Fint, gå du bare.
And you wanna know something very strange about
og
that?
Og ved du noget mærkeligt ved det?
She is the most confident.
Hun er sådan den mest sikre.
The most secure.
Selvsikre.
She's so strong.
Hun er så stærk.
She is the most spiritual of our whole family.
Hun er den mest åndelige i hele vores familie.
Oh my goodness, this girl gets dreams and visions from the Lord. And if you give her a microphone,
og hvis du giver hende en mikrofon,
it's all over.
Så er det bare slut.
She'll preach the gospel for an hour.
Hun taler evangeliet i en time.
That's my family. I love my family.
Det er min familie. Jeg elsker min familie.
And we also have a dog.
Og vi har også en hund.
I hate him.
Jeg hader ham.
I just hate that dog.
Jeg hader den hund.
I wish he wasn't in my life.
Jeg vil ønske han ikke var i mit liv.
He's a beautiful dog.
Han er en smuk hund.
And we spent a lot of money on him. I think that's why I'm bitter.
Vi brugte mange penge på ham, og måske det er derfor jeg er bitter.
And they love that dog so much.
Og de andre elsker hunden så meget.
Oh my gosh, that dog gets better care than I do.
Den hund tager de sig bedre end de tager sig af mig.
Yeah. That's my family. I love my family.
Det er min familie, jeg elsker den.
So very much.
Så meget.
You know, God is about family, isn't he?
Gud handler om familie.
You can take that off now.
I kan bare tage det ned.
God is about relationships.
Gud handler om relationer.
I'm going to just share a little bit about myself so you know who I am.
Jeg kommer til at dele lidt om mig selv, så I ved,
hvem. Because there's some of you who don't.
Det er der nogen af jer, der ikke gør.
But you know, God is about relationships.
Men Gud handler om relationer.
Listen. The Bible deals primarily with relationships.
Bibelen handler hovedsageligt om relationer.
Primarily with relationships.
Hovedsageligt om
the relationship of man to God.
Relationen mellem mand og Gud.
And the relationship of man to each other.
Og menneske og menneske imellem.
When I say man, I mean humanity. Maybe I shouldn't say man.
Når jeg siger mand, så mener jeg egentlig menneske.
You know, because you know, men we think we're just the greatest thing in the
altså,
world.
For det skal ikke lyde som om at vi mænd, vi tror vi er det fantastiske, mest fantastiske.
The Bible deals primarily with relationships.
Bibelen handler hovedsageligt om relationer.
I'll say it again because this is where we're going to go today.
Det er der vi er på vej hen i dag.
Relationship between humanity and God.
Relationen mellem menneske og Gud.
And relationship from human to human.
Og menneske og menneske imellem.
That's what it deals primarily with.
Det er det hovedsageligt handler om.
And secondarily.
Og sekundært.
Secondarily.
Altså som nummer to.
It deals with doctrine.
Så handler det om doktriner eller bud.
Teaching.
Instruction. Undervisning. Inspiration. Right.
Theology.
Teologi.
Understanding.
Forståelse.
Wisdom.
Visdom.
But I want you to see this. Primarily, that's not what the Bible deals
with.
Men
primært, så er det ikke det, som Bibelen handler om.
So, I'm a pastor back home.
Jeg har en præst derhjemme.
I have been traveling to Denmark for 25 years, Anders.
Jeg har rejst til Danmark i 25 years. År.
Oh my goodness.
25
år. Listen, I have been, this is the first church in Denmark that I ever came to.
Det her er den første kirke, som jeg kom til i Danmark for 25 år siden.
I'm telling you, I have such deep, deep, deep love for you guys.
Jeg har sådan en dyb kærlighed til jer.
I don't think a day goes by that I don't think about this
jeg
church.
Jeg tror ikke, der går en dag, hvor jeg ikke tænker på den kirke.
And I have such deep relationships here.
Og jeg har så dybe relationer her.
Some people that were here and they're no longer here.
Nogle var her, men her ikke længere.
It's not that they're dead, they just moved to another part of Denmark.
Det er ikke fordi de døde, men de bare flyttet til en anden landsdel.
And relationships that people that are still here.
Og relationer til folk som stadig er her.
Karen and Anas.
Anas og Karin.
I mean, I just you are my friends.
I er mine venner.
You know, it's very hard to call people your friends.
Det er meget vanskeligt at kalde folk dine venner.
Not everybody's your friend.
Det er ikke alle der er din ven.
I think sometimes we like to call people friends far too easy.
Måske gør vi det ofte lidt for let, kalder folk vores venner.
You have to earn that.
Det må man ligesom fortjene.
And I would even go further to say that I feel like we're family.
Jeg vil da gå så langt som til at sige, at jeg føler, at vi er familie.
No, we're not literally family.
Selvom vi ikke bogstaveligt talt er familie.
The relationship that we have is it feels like family.
Men den relation vi har er ligesom en familie.
And that's even harder.
Og det er endnu sværere.
It's even harder. Yeah.
Det er endnu sværere.
So it's just a wonderful journey of life.
Det er en fantastisk livsrejse.
Yeah, knowing you guys. And I honor you.
Men jeg ærer jer.
I honor you. And I have a word for you as well.
Jeg har et ord til jer også.
Yeah. And you know, Anas, I feel that, and I need to give you. I wanted to wait and give you this word publicly.
Jeg vil gerne give dig det her ord i sådan i offentlighed.
And I feel that the Lord would say to you.
Og jeg tror, at Herren vil sige til dig. Jeg føler, at Herren vil sige til dig.
As you've heard the word of the Lord say, do not despise the day of small things.
Lad være med at undlade at sætte pris på dagene, hvor de små ting er.
There is a mantle upon your life to build the kingdom of God.
For der, du har en ligesom en jakke på til at bygge Guds rige.
And I just feel the Lord saying to both of you.
Jeg føler Herren siger til jer begge.
Begin to think differently.
Begynd at tænke anderledes.
Begin to think like a builder even more.
Begynd at tænke endnu mere som en bygherre.
Begin to think of how to establish things for the next generation.
Begynd at tænke på hvordan den næste generation skal.
And I feel the Lord would say, Anas, you are a example.
Du er et eksempel, siger.
Of what the Holy Spirit is going to do in leaders in Denmark.
På hvad Helligånden vil gøre ved blandt ledere i Danmark.
Of humility.
En eksempel på
ydmyghed. An example of the Lion of Judah roaring from deep within you. An example of faith. An example of wanting to believe God for great things.
Tro op. Og tro på Herren for store ting.
And I just see the word pastor being taken away from you.
Jeg ser ordet
and given to pastor, someone else.
Givet til en anden, taget for dig og givet til en anden.
And the word leader.
Og ordet leder
taking its place.
Falder på plads.
And I just feel the Lord would say to you, be bold.
Jeg føler Herren vil sige til dig, vær frimodig.
Be bold.
Vær frimodig.
And do not be afraid.
Og vær ikke bange.
Of all of the other arrows that are going to come.
Og på alle de andre pile som vil komme.
You shouldn't do things this way. We don't do things this way. Altså, this isn't the culture.
Altså det her med at du skal ikke gøre sådan, og det er ikke
Because
på den her
I believe
måde vi ønsker
the Lord
at gøre det. Det er kulturen.
Stop translating so I can just flow with this. I believe the Lord would say to you, you are a pioneer. And as a pioneer, you are going to be breaking territory that other people stand on the sidelines and they wish they could break, but they don't have the they don't have the guts, they don't have the strength, they don't have the humility and the abandonment before the Lord to actually say, to actually do it. And the Lord has given you the grace. He's given you the favor and the grace to stand in that place. And it's an apostolic anointing. I know we don't like that word, but it's a builder's gift. It's a builder's anointing. And he's given you that grace to stand in that place and say, I don't care what anybody says, and I don't care what the culture says. I care what the kingdom of God says. I care what Jesus says. And you're going to step into even more of that. And I want to encourage you, just step into it even more. And more and more. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Jesus.
All right. And I think there's more to come. There's more to come. Amen. Amen. All right. Are we okay so far?
Are you okay indtil videre?
We got a lot to do today.
Vi skal igennem meget i dag.
And one of the things I'd like us to do today.
Og noget af det jeg gerne vil have vi skal gøre i dag.
Is ask the Holy Spirit to come.
Det er at bede Helligånden om at komme.
And minister to you.
Og betjene jer.
I want to pray for every single one of you today.
Jeg vil gerne bede for hver eneste en af jer i dag.
I want to believe God for prophetic words for you today.
Jeg vil gerne tro Herren for profetiske ord til jer i dag.
For healing, for all kinds of good stuff.
Masser af gode ting.
The kingdom of God,
Guds rige,
is righteousness,
er retfærdighed,
peace,
fred,
and joy,
og glæde.
And these three things,
og de her tre ting,
are not just intangible, weird stuff that floats in the air like fog.
Er ikke bare sådan umålige, fluffy ting, som flyder
Jesus
rundt.
Jesus said it. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Guds ånd eller Jesus siger, at de her ting, de er sande i Guds.
So I want us to expect God today.
Så jeg vil gerne have, at vi forventer, at Gud han er her i dag.
Expect him to move.
Forvent, at han bevæger sig i dag.
Listen, if your faith isn't where it should be,
hvis din tro ikke er, hvor den skulle være,
then get it there.
Så bring den derhen.
Nothing happens without faith.
Der sker ikke noget uden tro.
Nothing.
Intet.
Nothing.
Intet.
Okay. I want to say this to you. As lovingly as I can.
Så elskeligt som jeg kan.
You want to know why we haven't seen a great move of God or moves of God in Denmark?
Ved I hvorfor vi ikke har set den her store bevægelse af Gud i Danmark?
You want to know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
Oh, because it's not our turn yet. No.
Fordi det ikke er vores tur endnu.
No. You know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
Because there's not enough faith in the church in this nation.
Fordi der ikke er tro nok i kirken i den her nation.
That's why.
Det er derfor.
Oh, we are a little skeptical.
Ah, vi er en lille smule skeptiske.
Well, we don't know, you know. We'll just wait and see.
Vi venter lige og ser.
You know, you can't really do things that way.
Du kan ikke ligesom gøre tingene på den
måde. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that.
Du kan ikke forestille dig, hvor mange gange jeg har hørt det.
25 years I've been traveling here.
I de her mange år jeg har rejst.
I've traveled to 25 countries in the world.
Jeg har rejst til 25 forskellige lande i verden.
And the phrase that I've heard,
vending jeg har hørt,
this is the phrase.
Det her, det er vendingen.
Well, it doesn't happen like that here.
Det sker ikke på den måde her.
I hear that more in this nation than anywhere in the world.
Jeg hører det mere her i Danmark end alle andre steder i verden.
That's wrong.
Det er forkert.
That's wrong.
Det er forkert.
That has to change.
Det må forandres.
And it's going to change.
Og det kommer
and
til at forandre sig.
It is changing.
Og det er på vej til at
all right, so okay, so let's go back. So my role at our church in Toronto, I'm from Toronto.
Min rolle i kirken i Toronto.
And my role in our church is
min rolle i kirken er
is very, very important.
Er meget, meget vigtig.
I don't know why I said that.
Jeg ved ikke hvorfor jeg sagde det.
I just wanted to feel important.
You know? Jeg vil bare gerne lige føle mig lidt vigtig.
But I've been part of our church in Toronto since 1993.
Jeg har været en del af vores kirke i Toronto siden 93.
And in 1994,
og i 94,
we experienced a move of the Spirit of God in our church.
Oplevede vi, at Guds ånd bevægede sig i vores kirke.
How can I explain it to you?
Hvordan kan jeg forklare det?
God came.
Gud kom.
Like he did on the day of Pentecost.
Som han gjorde på pinsedagen.
And he moved in power in our church.
Han bevægede sig med stor kraft i vores kirke.
And it was a very, very simple meeting like this one.
Og det var et meget simpelt møde ligesom dette.
And we began to pray.
Og vi begyndte at bede.
And the Holy Spirit began to move.
Og Helligånden begyndte at bevæge sig.
What do you mean move?
Hvad mener du med bevæge sig?
Well, let's put it this way.
Lad os sige det på den her måde.
God began to heal people.
Han begyndte at helbrede mennesker.
God began to restore their joy of their salvation, their Christianity back to them again.
Folk begyndte at få glæden over frelsen tilbage.
God began to bring marriages back together.
Han bragte ægteskaber sammen igen.
God began to set people back on the track that they were running with him.
Han bragte folk tilbage på sporet, så de løb sammen med ham.
God began to give people more joy, the restored joy back to them.
Han gav mere glæde tilbage.
Every single night of the week for 7 years, we had meetings like this.
Hver eneste dag I 7 år i træk havde vi møder som disse.
Every single night, did you hear me?
Hørte I det hver eneste aften?
Every night of the week for 7 years.
Hver eneste aften i ugen 7 år i træk.
And everybody.
Og alle.
From every country in the world.
Fra alle nationer i verden.
Came to our church.
Kom til vores kirke.
When I started in our church in 1993.
Da jeg begyndte i 1993 i vores kirke.
There was like, you know, two black people in our entire church.
Så var der to sorte mennesker eller mørke.
Everybody was white.
Alle var hvide.
Today?
I dag.
We have 100 nationalities in our church.
I dag har vi 100 nationaliteter i vores kirke.
God began to move.
Gud begyndte at bevæge sig.
And all we did,
og det eneste vi gjorde,
all we did,
det eneste vi gjorde,
was just said yes, Lord.
Vi sagde bare ja, herre.
Yes, yeah. More.
Mere.
More.
Mere.
More.
Mere.
And we just believed.
Og vi troede.
Very simply.
Meget simpelt.
We just simply believed that God wanted to continue to pour out His Spirit and love people and heal people.
Vi troede bare, at han ville blive ved med at udøve sig af sin ånd, han ville elske mennesker, han ville helbrede mennesker.
We weren't special speakers.
Vi havde ikke specielle talere.
We weren't men of God.
Vi var ikke store gudsmænd.
Women of God.
Eller,
do you know what I mean by that?
Kvinder. I ved, hvad jeg mener.
We weren't special anointed people.
Vi var ikke sådan særligt salvede mennesker.
And maybe that's part of the reason why God did what he did.
Og måske var det derfor, Gud gjorde det, han gjorde.
Because I want you to know this.
For I skal forstå det her.
Okay, can God do that here?
Kan Gud gøre det her?
He's going to.
Det kommer han til at gøre.
He doesn't need special people.
Han har ikke brug for specielle mennesker.
He just needs you and me.
Han har bare brug for dig og mig.
We ran meetings every night for 7 years.
Vi holdt møder hver eneste aften i 7 år.
And I'm telling you.
Og jeg siger jer.
6 million people.
6 millioner mennesker
came to our church in those days.
I den periode.
There was an entire hotel.
Der var et helt hotel.
They stayed in business because of us.
De overlevede på grund af os.
I'm not kidding.
Jeg kan ikke grine mere.
It was an 18 floor hotel.
Sådan 18 etagers hotel.
That stayed in business because of us.
Som blev holdt i live på grund af os.
And people allowed the Holy Spirit.
Mennesker tillod Helligånden
to move in their lives.
At bevæge sig i deres liv.
People allowed the Spirit of God.
Mennesker tillod Guds ånd
to do what he wanted to do in them.
At gøre hvad han ønskede at gøre i dem.
And listen.
Og lyt.
The more we allow him and invite him to move in our hearts.
Og jo mere vi tillader ham bevæge sig i vores hjerter.
Is the more he moves in our hearts.
Jo mere bevæger han sig i vores hjerter.
Okay. What is that?
Hvad betyder det?
It's faith.
Det er tro.
It's faith.
Det er tro.
What is faith?
Hvad er tro?
Faith
tro
is
er
actively trusting God.
Aktiv at stole på Gud.
People say, are you a Christian?
Mennesker siger, er du kristen?
And we say, yes, I'm in the faith.
Ja, jeg er i troen.
Well, that's not what faith means.
Men det er ikke det, som tro betyder.
Faith is not a, I don't know. Faith is not a noun. It's an action. It's a, it's a, it's an action.
Tro yeah? er en aktion. Det er ikke bare et navnord, en tro.
Will you have faith?
Vil du have tro?
For God to move in your life today.
For at Gud han bevæger sig i dit liv i dag.
In this room where we are.
I det her rum hvor vi er lige nu.
Will you have faith?
Vil du have den her tro?
For God to move.
For at Gud han bevæger sig.
Because you see, here's the thing. Well, I'm here.
Ja.
If God wants me, he knows where I live.
Hvis Gud han vil have fat i mig, så ved han jo hvor jeg bor henne.
I'm skeptical.
Jeg er skeptisk.
If he wants to do it, he knows where I am.
Altså hvis han vil røre ved mig, så ved han jo hvor jeg bor.
Oh man. Wow. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Der er ikke noget der er fjernere fra sandheden end det.
Listen, God doesn't live in doubt. He lives in faith.
Gud, han lever ikke i tvivl, han lever i tro.
And let me just clarify something.
Og lad mig lige gøre noget klart. Okay.
God doesn't live in our ability to have faith.
Han lever ikke i vores evne til at have tro.
No, he doesn't live in the ability for us to have faith in our faith.
Vi skal ikke have,
I don't know how else to explain.
Have tro på, for vores tro.
Because some of us have been taught,
and we've
heard teaching,
og vi har hørt, undervisning
that
omkring,
says
som siger,
that the more you force God, you know, it's about our energy and our ability. No,
det,
no.
Det handler om hvordan
no.
meget vi gør vores evne.
No.
Nej, det gør det ikke.
No. Jesus made it very, very clear to us.
Jesus gjorde det meget klart for os.
He didn't say.
Han sagde ikke.
If you have faith the size of a mountain.
Han sagde ikke, hvis du har tro på størrelse med et bjerg.
Then you can move a mustard seed.
Så kan du flytte et sennepsfrø.
He didn't say that.
Det var ikke sådan han sagde det.
No. God isn't looking for mountain-sized faith.
Han kigger ikke efter tro, der har bjergstørrelse.
And that's how wonderful he is.
Og det er så vidunderligt han er.
Right? Okay. What is he looking for?
Hvad ser han efter?
Jesus said,
Jesus sagde,
if you have this much faith,
hvis I har så lidt tro,
you can move a mountain.
Så kan I flytte et bjerg.
Have you ever moved a mountain? I haven't.
Er der nogen af jer, der har flyttet et bjerg? Jeg har ikke.
I've never moved a mountain.
Jeg har aldrig flyttet et bjerg.
Oh, he's speaking figuratively.
Han taler i billeder.
No. There's that skepticism again.
Der kommer
den der
skeptisk
ånd
ind
igen. No. If he was figuratively speaking, he would have said so.
Hvis han nu talte i billeder, så ville han have sagt det.
So what is the Bible trying to tell us?
Så hvad er det?
What is Jesus, and when he says those words, what was he trying to teach those people
at
the time and us today?
Mennesker, da han sagde de ord, og på samme måde lærer os.
Okay, is that he's just looking for us to simply say,
han ønsker bare, at vi skal sige,
come God.
Kom Gud.
I believe you.
Jeg tror på dig.
That's faith.
Det er tro.
Now, Jesus said something.
Jesus, han sagde noget.
That troubles me.
Som bekymrer mig lidt.
Today we're going to do things in two parts.
Vi gør i dag ting i to dele.
The first part, which we're doing now,
den første del gør vi nu,
is going to be about God and his relationship and his heart for you.
Det handler om Gud og hans relation, okay. Eller hans hjerte for jer.
And then the second part,
og den anden del,
is we're going to talk about God and his relationship and his heart through you.
Det handler det om Guds hjerte igennem dig.
Jesus said something that was very disturbing.
Han sagde noget, som var meget
Jesus often says things that are disturbing.
Han siger ofte noget, som er foruroligende.
He often did.
Det gjorde han ofte.
Right? How many of you have read the words of Jesus?
Hvor mange har læst Jesu ord?
Well then, half of us, okay.
Cirka halvdelen.
All right, we'll do an altar call later.
Vi kalder frem til forbøn senere.
Make sure that we're all saved.
Så vi alle er frelste.
Well, he would often say things that would disrupt.
Han var sagde ofte noget, som ligesom afbrød sammenhængen.
And the disciples,
og disciplene,
were with him one day.
De var med ham sammen en dag.
And a whole bunch of children.
Og så kom der en hel flok børn.
Were running around Jesus.
De løb omkring Jesus.
Running around, screaming, yelling,
de løber, de
how many of you know? How many of you know? Children don't follow rules.
De følger ikke regler. Ved I godt det, børn? At børn, de følger ikke regler.
They don't follow rules.
De følger ikke regler.
Because they're children.
De er børn.
Especially in church.
Især i kirken.
I'll never forget one day I was invited to speak in a large Catholic church.
Jeg var engang inviteret til at tale i en stor katolsk kirke.
I'll never forget this.
Jeg glemmer det aldrig.
And I mean this was a big church.
Det var altså en virkelig stor.
This church had about 2000 people in it.
Der var omkring 2000 mennesker.
2000 about 500 families belonged.
Måske 500 familier.
So I'm in this church and I'm like one of the first Protestants to ever speak in this church.
Jeg er en af de første protestanter, der overhovedet taler i den her kirke.
I'll never forget it.
Jeg glemmer det aldrig.
And my wife,
og min kone,
my son,
min søn,
and my daughter,
og min datter,
came with me.
De var med mig.
My youngest wasn't even born yet.
Min yngste var endnu ikke
født. Oh, that would have been terrible for her.
Det ville have været forfærdeligt for hende.
So because she would have said something. So
hun ville have sagt noget.
So we walked in.
Vi gik ind.
And it was just a normal tour of the church before I spoke.
Det var bare en ganske normal tur rundt i kirken før jeg talte.
But you know, I don't know if any of you've ever been in some very traditional Catholic churches.
Er der nogen af jer, der har været i de her meget traditionelle katolske kirker?
But there can sometimes be some pretty scary things in there.
Der kan godt være nogle ret skræmmende ting der.
Like Jesus like this.
For eksempel at Jesus der hænger sådan her.
And he's bleeding.
Og han bløder.
Well, there was crucifixes of Jesus on it everywhere.
Der var krucifixer med Jesus overalt.
And then there was, you know, Mary's heart open with her heart. Oh, I mean, it was. Now, I didn't think anything of it.
Og Marias hjerte ligesom var åben. Det var meget skræmmende.
But my kids.
Jeg tænkte egentlig ikke over det, men mine børn.
They're just being children.
De var bare børn, jo.
They were like.
De stod med åben mund og forløber.
That's gross.
Det er bare ulækkert, det der.
That's nasty.
Det er bare
like they were just like, and I didn't realize.
Og jeg var slet ikke klar over det.
But you know, some you can't shut them up. I mean,
det
it was too late.
Mom var stille. Det er for sent.
That's kids. That's what kids are like.
Det er bare børn.
That's what children are like. So they're running all around Jesus.
Så de løber rundt omkring Jesus.
Being children.
Og børn.
And the disciples.
Og disciplene.
Being good ministers.
Som er gode tjenester, folk.
Felt that they had to protect Jesus.
De følte de var nødt til at beskytte Jesus.
They couldn't disturb the man of God.
De kunne ikke forstyrre Guds mand.
Oh boy, I could really go into that.
Jeg kunne godt bevæge mig ind i den.
Listen. Any man of God.
Enhver Guds mand.
That can't be touched.
Som ikke kan berøres eller
can't be disturbed.
Som ikke kan forstyrres.
Needs to get his head out of the ground.
Han må få hovedet ud af jorden.
Just get his head out from stuck in the ground.
Fordi hans hoved stikker hænger fast ned i jorden.
Because that's not the heart of God.
Det er ikke sådan Guds hjerte er.
Yeah, any man of God that has to be roped off. He has to have a rope around him when he's sitting in the front.
Er der nogen som har brug for at der et reb omkring ham, så der ikke nogen der kan trænge ind?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Jeg siger jer.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's what they were doing with Jesus.
Det var det som de gjorde. Dannede en ring omkring Jesus.
And they were telling the kids, move, get away, get away.
De sagde til børnene, gå nu væk.
Leave him alone.
Lad ham være.
Right? They're probably stepping on his sandals and.
De trådte måske på hans sandaler.
Spitting on him, I don't know.
Måske kom de til at spytte på ham eller noget. Jeg ved det ikke.
Get away.
Kom nu væk.
And Jesus would not have any of that.
Men det ville Jesus ikke have noget med at gøre der.
And he said,
han sagde,
"What are you doing?
Hvad har I gang i?
What are you doing, guys?
Hvad har I gang i?
Stop that!
Stop det!
Leave the children alone!
Lad nu børnene der være.
Now was Jesus saying, 'Don't discipline your kids'?
Sagde han til dem, 'Nu skal I ikke opdrage jeres børn'?
No.
Det er ikke det,
han sagde. No. Some of us need to discipline our kids.
Ja, der er nogen af os, der har brug for at opdrage vores børn.
Yeah, some of you parents, the problem is that your children are your friends.
Problemet med nogle forældre er, at de er venner med jeres børn.
Children are not supposed to be your friends.
Jeres børn er ikke jeres venner.
You're supposed to be friendly.
Du skal være venlig, ja.
But they're not your friends.
Men det er ikke din ven.
You're the authority in their lives.
Du er autoriteten i deres liv.
Yeah. So Jesus wasn't saying.
Så Jesus sagde ikke.
Don't discipline children.
Lad være med at opdrage børn.
But what he was saying was.
Men det han sagde var.
When it comes to me,
når det kommer til mig,
disciples, I want the children to be left alone.
Så vil jeg gerne have, at I lader børnene være.
Are you following me?
Følger I mig?
Okay, why?
Hvorfor?
Okay, here's what the rest of it is. Here's what he says to them.
Her er hvad han i øvrigt siger til dem.
Leave them alone.
Lad dem nu være.
Let them come to me.
Lad dem komme til mig.
Because this is what the kingdom of heaven is made up of.
For det er det her, som Guds rige består af.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I could just imagine.
Jeg kunne lige forestille mig.
The look on their faces when they heard that.
Deres ansigtsudtryk, da de hørte det.
And then he said this.
Så sagde han det her.
He said, guys,
han sagde, drenge,
unless you change your attitude,
medmindre I ændrer jeres holdning, indstilling,
and become like this little child, and he had the little kid right here,
og bliver ligesom det her lille barn, som han havde ved sin side,
you will never,
så vil I aldrig,
enter the kingdom of heaven,
komme ind I Guds rige.
Okay, let's stop there for a minute.
Lad os stoppe der et øjeblik.
What is Jesus saying?
Hvad det Jesus siger?
He's saying,
han siger,
that the nature of a child,
den natur som et barn har.
We're talking about receiving from God now.
Det vi snakker om at modtage fra Gud.
The nature of a child,
den natur som et barn har,
is the reflection of the attitude of your heart. That's what it needs to be.
Det sådan dit hjerte bør være, sådan som et barns hjerte er med hensyn til at modtage.
That's what it needs to be.
Det sådan dit hjerte bør være.
And a child.
Og et barn.
A child trusts without questions.
Stoler uden at stille spørgsmål.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
Listen, we cannot attain the kingdom of God any other way than the way Jesus has told us to attain it.
Vi kan ikke,
it just won't happen.
Vi kan ikke opnå at det Guds rige her på jorden, medmindre vi gør det på den måde som Jesus beskriver det. Det kommer ikke til at ske.
We need to have that attitude.
Vi må have den indstilling
in our hearts.
I vores hjerte.
And the attitude says a number of things.
Og den her indstilling siger en række ting.
The attitude says,
den siger,
God,
Gud,
I'm here.
Jeg er her.
That's what a child does. Did you know that a little child sees you, mom and dad, they see you the same way as if you are God.
Ved I godt at børn, de ser jer som forældre på samme måde som om I var Gud?
Did you know that? It's only when they get a little older they realize you are not God.
Når de så bliver lidt ældre, så ved de godt I er ikke Gud.
They see you in the same way.
De ser jer på samme måde.
They see you as being the one who is able to do anything.
De ser jer som den der kan gøre hvad som helst, alting.
Anything.
Hvad som helst.
They see you as the one that if they stand on the top of the car and they jump, you're going to catch them.
De ser jer som den hvis I står op på toppen af taget eller på af bilen og kaster jer ud, så griber I dem.
I wouldn't stand on the top of a car and let you catch me.
Jeg vil ikke sætte mig op på taget af en bil og kaste og regne med I griber mig.
I don't trust you.
Jeg stoler ikke så meget på jer.
You wouldn't do that for me either.
Ja, det vil I heller ikke gøre for mig.
But a child does it.
Men et barn gør det.
Because as far as a child's concerned, daddy can do anything.
For som et barn ser det, så kan far gøre hvad som helst.
Do you know that I don't know what it's like in Denmark, but
ikke, Danmark,
in North America,
men I Nordamerika,
95% of sexual abuse that happens
sker 95% af alle sådan seksuelle krænkelser
happens at the hands of someone who is closely related to the child.
Sker af en som er tæt forbundet til barnet.
That's terrible.
Det er forfærdeligt.
But it also gives us a glimpse into the heart of a child.
Men det giver os også et blik ind I et barns hjerte.
Child trusts.
Barnet stoler på.
Okay. I know I'm laboring this point. I know I'm laboring this point.
Jeg
I'm
ved
making
godt, jeg ligesom,
this point
jeg
over
ligesom
and over.
Strækker den her pointe.
And I'm not finished yet.
Og jeg ikke bange. Jeg ikke færdig endnu.
I need to labor this point.
Jeg har brug for at arbejde videre.
So that your faith, your faith,
sådan at jeres tro,
will be put in what he wants to do.
Vil være I hvad han gør,
okay.
Eller
so,
hvad han ønsker at gøre.
Jesus said, unless you change and become like one of these children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Så medmindre I bliver vender om og bliver som et af de her børn, okay. Så kommer I ikke ind I Guds rige.
So God is looking
Gud
right now.
Gud han kigger efter lige nu.
For our hearts to be like that of a child.
Er at vores børn skal være ligesom et barns.
How do we position ourselves?
Hvordan bringer vi os selv I en position?
How do we position ourselves in this place?
Hvordan bringer vi os I en position I det her på det her sted?
What do we do in order to position ourselves to be like a child?
Hvordan bringer vi os I en position hvor vi er ligesom børn?
Okay. Number one.
Nummer et.
Is to ask the Holy Spirit.
Det er at bede Helligånden.
to create in us
og skabe i os
a humble heart.
Et ydmygt hjerte.
Ask him.
Bed ham.
Number two.
Nummer to.
I believe it's important for you and I to recognize
jeg tror, det er vigtigt for os at anerkende
where our hearts are.
Hvor vores hjerte er.
Okay, let's park there for a minute. Let's just park the car there for a minute.
Lad os lige parkere der.
Do you recognize where your heart really is?
Ved du, hvor dit hjerte det er?
Because you know what?
Ved du hvad?
A lot of us don't.
De fleste af os, eller mange af os, ved det ikke.
Now, in Isaiah 66,
Isaiah 66,
I want to read it to you.
Jeg vil gerne lige læse det for jer.
And show you very, very quickly
meget hurtigt,
what happens
hvad der sker,
when we are in a position,
når vi er i en position
where our hearts are like a child.
Hvor vores børn er yeah. som et barn.
And many of us have read this before. It's a beautiful, beautiful outlaying of the majesty of God.
Det mange af os har læst det før. Det handler om Guds majestæt.
And the prophet Isaiah says this.
Og Isaiah siger på den her
in
måde.
In Isaiah 66, verse 1.
I kapitel 66 fra vers 1.
He says.
Der siger han.
And let me just stop there and just say this.
Lad mig lige stoppe et øjeblik, inden jeg siger det.
In what I just shared with you.
Det jeg lige delte med jer.
I think I quoted about 4 or 5 scriptures.
Der citerede jeg 4 eller 5 skrifter.
But I didn't actually tell you where they were found.
Men jeg sagde ikke til jer, hvor de kan findes.
Well, be good Bible students and go find it.
Vær gode bibelstuderende og gå hjem og find dem.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Isaiah 66 verse 1.
Isaiah 66 vers 1.
The prophet
profeten
is standing in the place of God.
Står på et Guds sted.
And he's about to say,
han er lige ved at sige,
this is what God is saying.
Det er det, som Gud siger.
Right? He's about to say that. Now the Old Testament, the King James Version, I don't know how it translates in Danish, but the King James Version would say this.
King James version siger
thus her. Says the Lord.
Således siger Herren.
Thus saith God.
Således siger Herren.
Can I be honest with you, folks? I really, really hesitate.
Jeg tøver meget.
To say, thus says the Lord.
Således siger Herren.
I just hesitate to say it.
Jeg tøver med at sige det.
I have said it.
Jeg har sagt.
But I hesitate.
Men jeg tøver.
Because for us to say that God is about to say something through our mouths.
For det med at vi siger at Gud nu siger noget igennem vores mund.
That's I think that's pretty strong stuff.
Det er meget stærke sager.
Yeah. And so many of us
så mange af os
have received prophetic words from people.
Har modtaget profetiske ord fra mennesker.
When people have said to you thus says the Lord.
Og hvor mennesker måske har sagt ind over dit liv således siger Herren.
Right? And those words have not come to pass.
Og de ord, de er ikke kommet i opfyldelse.
And you've been disappointed.
Og du er blevet skuffet.
Well, you know why?
Ved du hvorfor?
Not your fault.
Det er ikke din fejl.
It's because whenever we say God is a thus says the Lord, brother.
For når vi siger således siger Herren, bror.
It's as though we cannot be making a mistake.
Så er det ligesom vi kan ikke tage fejl.
I would much rather not say that.
Så vil jeg meget hellere undlade at sige det.
Because I might be making a mistake.
For måske laver jeg en fejl.
In other words,
med andre ord,
the scripture teaches us in 1 Corinthians 13,
1. Korinther 13
that we look through a glass,
vi ser igennem et glas
that's a little bit dirty.
Som en lille smule beskidt.
Yeah. So, we see the image through the glass but it's not perfect.
Vi ser billedet igennem det her
Listen,
glas
folks,
men det er ikke perfekt.
We must learn how to prophesy.
Vi må lære at profetere.
Every one of us.
Hver eneste af os.
But none of us speaks thus says the Lord perfectly.
Men ingen af os siger således siger Herren perfekt.
You know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
Because we're just stupid humans.
Fordi vi er bare dumme mennesker.
So, guess what? It's much better to say this.
Så det er meget bedre at sige det på den her måde.
I just believe, I believe the
jeg
Lord
tror,
would say to you.
At Herren siger til dig.
And then say what you feel God is saying.
Og så sig hvad du føler Gud siger.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
How do we? Because we want to be safe. We want. Listen, I want. Listen, we want today this to be a safe place for every one of
you. Alle skal føle sig sikre her i dag.
Okay, I want to say this.
Jeg vil gerne sige det her.
With what the Holy Spirit is going to do today.
Det som Helligånden kommer til at gøre i dag.
This needs to be a safe place.
Vi har brug for at det er et sikkert sted det her.
Okay.
Okay.
Safe place.
Et sikkert sted.
How many of you know that when you're in an operating room?
Ved hvor mange ved når du er inde på en operationsstue?
And the surgeon is about to cut you open.
Og kirurgen er ved at skære dig op.
How many of you would like the room to be safe?
Hvordan vil I så, hvor mange af jer vil gerne have det et sikkert sted så?
I could share a story with you, but I think it's going to be a little too intimate for me to share that.
Jeg kunne godt dele en historie, men det bliver måske lidt for privat eller intimt.
Yeah, and in the same way, we want this to be a safe place.
Og på samme måde ønsker vi det.
All
her
right.
Rum skal være et sikkert sted.
The prophet says.
Så profeten siger.
Thus says the Lord, and here's what he says.
Således siger Herren.
Verse 1.
Vers 1.
This is what the Lord says.
Dette siger Herren.
Now, Curtis, you just told us we shouldn't do that.
Men Curtis,
why is he doing it?
Hvorfor gør han det så?
Well, because he's a prophet.
Fordi han er profet.
And in the Old Testament,
og i Gamle Testamente,
they spoke on behalf of God.
Så talte de på Guds vegne.
That's pretty scary stuff.
Det er altså noget ret skræmmende noget.
Oh, I want to be a prophet. No, you don't.
Jeg vil gerne være profet. Nej,
you
du vil ikke.
Trust me. I have friends who are.
Stol på mig.
I have friends who are prophets and they wish they weren't.
Og jeg har venner der er profeter, de vil ønske de ikke.
There is no prophet today.
Der er ingen profet i dag.
Or since the last writing of the apostles that can actually say that what they are saying is on behalf of God and to be obeyed forever and ever as scripture.
Der er ikke nogen som efter den her tidsregning som er beskrevet her, som kan sige således siger Herren og det skal efterleves. Det er
nobody.
Der ikke nogen der kan sige. Ingen.
All right. So does that mean that prophets today should not be listened to?
Er det betyder det så vi ikke skal lytte til nutidens profeter?
No.
Nej, det betyder det ikke.
No.
Nej.
God speaks through us.
Gud taler gennem os.
But
men
it needs to be tested against this.
Men det må blive testet op imod Guds ord.
This is listen to me very clearly.
Lyt nu til mig.
This is the sure word of prophecy.
Det her det sikre profetiske ord.
The sure word.
Det helt sikre ord.
Everything else.
Alt andet
may or may not be right.
Er måske eller måske ikke sandt.
Depending on whether or not it measures to this.
Og det kommer an på om det passer eller passer sammen med den her.
If it doesn't measure to this.
Hvis ikke den passer ind i den her bog.
Don't listen
eller
to it.
Passer med
okay.
Den bog.
Okay. Are we okay with that?
Så skal du ikke lytte
til. All right. So listen now.
Okay.
This is what the Lord says. I'm going to end in a minute.
Det her, det er det, som Herren siger.
Have I been speaking 47 minutes already?
Har jeg nu talt i 47 minutter?
How did that happen?
Hvordan skete det lige?
Look. Oh, dear. Heaven is my throne.
Himlen er min trone.
This is God speaking.
Det er Gud, der taler.
This is God speaking. Heaven is my throne.
Himlen er min trone.
And what does the next verse say?
Og hvad siger det næste vers?
And the earth is my footstool.
Og jorden er min fodskammel.
Then he says, where is the house that you will build for me?
Hvilket hus skulle I kunne bygge mig?
Where will my resting place be?
Og hvilket sted skulle være min bolig? Hvor vil
Has not my hand made all of these things and so they came into being, declares the Lord?
Min hånd har skabt alt det er sådan det blev det hele til, siger Herren.
So God is saying, I am really, really, really big.
Gud han siger lige her, jeg er meget, meget, meget stor.
And then he says, I am so big.
Jeg er så stor.
That I sit in the heavens.
Jeg sidder på tronen.
I rest my feet on the earth.
Og jeg hviler mine fødder på jorden.
But he wanted us to understand something.
Men han ønsker at vi skulle forstå noget.
And that is.
Og det er.
His heart.
Hans hjerte.
Can you see it?
Kan I se det?
His heart cry is.
Hans hjertesuk er.
What do you think you can build to contain me?
Hvad tror I, I kan bygge, som kan rumme mig?
That's what he's saying.
Det er det, han siger.
What do you think you can build to contain me?
Hvad tror I, I kunne bygge, som kan indeholde mig?
You can't.
Det kan I ikke.
I am bigger than anything.
Jeg er større end noget som helst.
My throne is the universe.
Min trone, det er universet.
And I rest my feet on the earth.
Og jeg hviler mine fødder på jorden.
I am huge. I am without borders, without I'm beyond measurement.
Ja, uden for måling. Jeg kan ikke måles.
What do you think you're going to do for me?
Hvad tror du kan gøre for mig?
That's what he's saying.
Det er det, han siger.
Do you kind of sense a little bit of God's attitude there?
Da man fornemmer lidt af hans holdning eller attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think you're going to do for me?
Hvad tror du kan gøre for mig?
Do you know who I am?
Ved du, hvem jeg er?
I am the one who created all things.
Jeg er faktisk ham, som har skabt alting.
In other words, don't mess with me.
Med andre ord, lad nu være med at lave nummer med mig.
But then look at the next line.
Men se så på den næste.
What does he say? But.
Men.
But. This is the one that I esteem. This is the one that I hold highly.
Men det her, det er den, jeg sætter pris på. Værdsætter.
The one who is like a child.
Den, der er som et barn.
I added that.
Det har jeg til.
That's not in there.
Det står ikke deri.
But what does it say?
Men hvad siger det?
But this is the one that I esteem. He who is
den som er
humble.
Ydmyg.
Come on, guys. Glory to God.
Ære til Gud.
Glory to God.
Ære til Gud.
This great and awesome God of the universe.
Den her store,
this great
Gud.
God of Denmark.
Den her store,
he's a God of the earth.
Han er Gud over hele jorden.
That cannot be contained in behind a stained glass window.
Som ikke kan blive gemt bag et beskidt glasvindue.
But he makes himself available.
Men han gør sig, stiller sig selv til rådighed.
Only
kun
to those
til dem
who are not skeptical,
som ikke er skeptiske.
Who are not proud,
som ikke er stolte.
Who are not insistent upon their own will,
som ikke insisterer på deres egen vilje.
He makes himself available to those.
Han stiller sig selv til rådighed for dem.
Listen. Who are like children.
Som er som børn.
And who have faith.
Og som har tro.
Why did you add faith?
Men hvorfor tilføjer du
You know
det
why?
Tro?
Because if you finish reading that.
For hvis du læser resten færdig her.
Listen to this. Listen.
Hvis du læser resten færdig.
And then we're gonna pray. Listen. He says, the one that is humble and broken in spirit.
Det er den hjælpeløse, jeg ser til, den modløse.
And trembles.
Og den, der skælver.
When they hear my words.
For mit ord.
Oh, what does that mean?
Hvad betyder det?
What does that mean? It means this.
Det betyder det her.
It means that when you hear his voice,
når du hører hans stemme,
when you hear God speak,
når du hører Gud tale,
you react,
så reagerer du,
by trembling,
ved at skælve,
like literally trembling,
ligesom gør du det sådan rent bogstaveligt,
yes and no,
ja og nej,
the reason we react,
årsagen til at vi reagerer,
the reason that this person he's looking for trembles.
Årsagen til, at den han kigger efter, er den, der skælver.
It's because when they hear,
er fordi når de hører
God speak,
Gud tale,
they believe it.
Så tror de på det.
They believe it.
De tror på det.
That's the heart that needs to be found in you and I.
Det er det hjerte, der skal findes i os, dig og mig.
That's the heart that God is looking for
det
in this
hjerte,
in this nation.
This
is
i den her nation.
He's searching the whole earth for hearts
han
like that.
Han leder hele jorden rundt efter hjerter som det her.
He's searching everywhere.
Han leder alle steder.
For those who are humble.
Dem som er ydmyge.
And contrite in their hearts, and who tremble at His word.
Og som skælver for Hans ord.
And while religion pushes children away.
Så mens religionen skubber børnene væk.
Jesus is still saying.
Så siger Jesus stadig.
Leave them alone.
Lad dem nu være i fred.
Are you broken?
Er du brudt?
Are you not perfect?
Er du ikke perfekt?
Are you living a life that maybe the world might look at and say, oh.
Lever du et liv som verden måske vil kigge på og sige.
That person is useless.
Den person er ubrugelig.
Are you maybe you're from a culture or you're from a nation where you've come to Denmark and people just don't pay any attention to you.
Måske kommer du fra en kultur,
maybe you're that person who's kind of put aside, you know, and
folk lægger ikke mærke til dig, du bliver sat til siden.
Maybe you've put yourself aside.
Måske du sat dig selv
maybe
til
you're
siden.
The person who doesn't really feel qualified.
Måske føler du dig ikke kvalificeret.
To be used of God. Maybe that's how you feel when you look at yourself in the mirror.
Måske er det sådan du føler når du ser dig selv i
and
spejlet.
Even if you don't, maybe that's how you feel because other people have said that to
måske
you.
Måske har andre mennesker sagt
and
det.
And other people have treated you that
andre
way.
Andre behandler dig på det.
I want you to know.
I skal vide.
You are the very ones that God is looking for.
Det er lige jer, lige dig, Gud har brug for, og han kigger efter, hvis du har de her følelser.
You are the very ones that Jesus.
I er lige præcis dem som Jesus.
Died on the cross for.
Han døde på korset for.
And all you have to do.
Og det eneste du skal gøre.
Is say yes.
Her siger jeg.
I receive that love. I take that love.
I want
that love.
Jeg vil have den kærlighed.
All right. Hey, listen. I believe there's some of you here today.
Jeg tror der er nogen af jer her i dag.
And you need to just say yes to Jesus.
I skal bare lige sige ja til Jesus.
So let's do something. Let's put our Bibles down and I want
you
to stand.
Lad os lægge vores bibler ned og lad os rejse os.
I want you to stand.
Lad os rejse os.
And just gently lift your hands
bare
like
løft dine hænder
this.
Lige så let.
Just kind of in a way that says, God, I'm here.
Måde, ja. Hvor du siger, Gud, jeg er her.
That's the only reason I'm asking you to lift your hands.
Det er kun derfor, jeg beder om at lige at løfte hænderne.
God, I'm here.
Jeg er her, Gud.
Oh, Lord. The God of creation dwells in a high and holy place.
Skaberen, han hviler på et højt og helligt sted.
But also with the one.
Men også ved den.
Who is broken in heart.
Som har et brudt hjerte.
Yeah, that's us.
Det er os.
Yeah. So we take the attitude, Holy Spirit, of a child.
Indstilling som et barn har, ja.
Of a child.
Et barns indstilling og attitude.
First of all, if you need to give your life to Jesus Christ today.
Hvis du har brug for at give dit liv til Jesus i dag.
He's here.
Så er han her.
How do I do that?
Hvordan gør jeg det?
You simply say.
Du siger bare.
Jesus.
Jesus.
If that's you right now, I want just whisper, just close your eyes right now.
Bare luk øjnene, hvis det er dig.
And just say.
Og så siger du bare lige så stille.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, don't be afraid. You know you are feeling God right now.
Du ved at du føler Gud lige nu.
You know that he's touching you right
now. Du
ved
han rører ved dig lige nu.
If he was not alive, you wouldn't be feeling this.
Hvis ikke han var i live, så ville du ikke føle det du føler nu.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I see you today.
Jeg modtager i dag.
I can feel you today.
Jeg kan føle dig. Mærk dig.
I'm asking you right now.
Jeg beder dig lige nu.
From this day forward.
Fra denne dag fremad.
To come into my life.
Og kom ind i mit liv.
And walk with me.
Gå sammen med mig.
Forever.
For evigt.
Forgive me of every wrong thing I've ever done.
Tilgiv mig for alt det forkerte jeg har gjort i mit liv.
And come into my life, Jesus.
Kom ind i mit liv, Jesus.
Let your spirit come and rest on me.
Lad din ånd komme og hvile hos mig.
Let your spirit come to live inside of me.
Din ånd kommer hvile ind i mig.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Kom, Herre Jesus.
I surrender to you.
Jeg overgiver mig til dig.
Come and teach me about how much you love me.
Kom og lær mig, hvor meget du elsker mig.
And help me to love you with everything I have.
Og lær mig at elske dig med alt hvad jeg har.
Now, Holy Spirit, I'm just asking you to come
and just
begin to move in this place
and
even more. Come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
Come and fill your people right now.
Kom og fyld dit folk.
Oh, precious Holy Spirit.
Dyrebare Helligånd.
We welcome you in this safe place. We welcome you right now. Come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd. Kom, Helligånd.
More, more, Jesus.
Mere.
Oh, man. My. The presence of God is... I can see the presence of God moving in this place and touching so many of you right
mange
now.
Jeg bliver berørt af Guds hånd nu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Lord, I'm asking for more of your presence just filling us right
mere
now.
Dit nærvær. Fyld os op.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
More, Jesus, more.
Mere dig.
More. More, more.
Mere dig.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just keep receiving from the Lord, but I want to just say a few specific things right now.
Vi skal fortsætte med at modtage, men jeg vil lige sige nogle meget specifikke ting.
All right. There are some here in this room.
Der er nogen her i det her rum.
And the Lord is healing you of
Herren helbreder dig.
Of things that have people that have abused you and hurt you.
Han helbreder ting og mennesker, de har misbrugt dig.
Yeah, and nobody knows about it.
Der er ingen, der kender til det.
Just allow the Holy Spirit to go deep right now.
Bare tillad Helligånden at arbejde.
Yeah. We're not going to ask you to stand and to come forward. We're not going to embarrass you. But the Spirit of God is on you right now, and he's ministering healing to you right now.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Let it come.
Let it come now.
Let it come. More. More. Fill us, Lord.
Fyld os op, Herre.
Thank you, Jesus. Let it come.
Let it come, Jesus.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do.
Det her, det er det, vi kommer til at gøre nu.
I'm going to end right now.
Jeg kommer til at slutte nu.
I'm going to ask Anders to come up.
Så kommer Anders op.
And what we're going to do is after lunch,
efter frokost,
we're going to come back.
Så kommer vi tilbage.
We're going to move the chairs.
Så flytter vi stolene.
And then I'm going to pray for all of you.
Så kommer jeg til at bede for alle sammen.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Anders, would you like to come and
kommer du, Anders?